Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to join my colleagues in welcoming the distinguished delegation from Honduras. I would also like to commend the State Party on its efforts in improving the healthcare system to ensure adequate health services for girls and women. As a result, the maternal mortality ratio per 100,000 live births decreased from 86 to 38 maternal deaths in urban areas, and from 85 to 58 maternal deaths in rural areas. The National Sexual and Reproductive Health Policy in 2016 provided general guidelines on sexual and reproductive health and gender equality in the protocols for comprehensive health care for women and girls, including the protocol for comprehensive care for adolescents. In addition, the Ministry of Health developed the Scale Up Project 2015-2019, focused on introducing papillomavirus HPV testing, where out of 80,000 women who were tested in three regions of the country, 12,000 tested positive, and 6 out of 15 women were presented with lesions. These numbers are alarming. In 2016, the Ministry of Health expanded the immunization program and included the HPV vaccine in its national vaccination schedule, given that HPV is strongly associated with cervical cancer. It is clear that the State Party is putting efforts to support girls and women quality health services, but access to reproductive health in rural areas remains limited, particularly in indigenous communities where there is a general lack of health services. More than 60% of the population live in poverty and do not have access to quality health services. Please provide us with information on efforts done to expand access to quality sexual and reproductive health services, particularly in rural areas. The policy on sexual and reproductive health issued in 2016 was not assigned a sufficient budget. What will the government do to secure budgets to ensure the implementation of future health strategies? HPV positive numbers are very high and alarming, as I mentioned earlier. Please provide us with information on any education and awareness programs to help women protect themselves, and that measures and what measures are taken by the State Party to ensure immunization to every girl in the country. Between 2003 and 2018, the birth rate of adolescents from 15 to 19 years were 89 births per 1,000 pregnancies, mostly due to sexual violence and the absence of access to contraceptive methods. These numbers are increasing every year. According to the State Party report, the Ministry of Health adopted the strategy for prevention of teenage pregnancy in Honduras in 2012. And in 2019, there was a new strategy on adolescents' health action plan for 2020 and 2024, which incorporates the needs of adolescents, and it's currently still being developed. Can you please shed some light on the new strategy and action plan 2020-2024? And what policies are the state adopting to reduce the adolescent pregnancy rates? How will the State Party ensure that the early pregnancy prevention plan would be applied without religious fundamentalism, prejudice, and discrimination? What measures will the government adopt to ensure the access of teenage girls to quality health clinics with well-trained personnel and dignified attention, and ensure availability of free contraceptive methods for them? Will the State Party support rural women and women with low income to free contraception and allow accessibility to emergency contraception pill? Abortion in Honduras is prohibited. What measures is the state taking to ensure the fundamental right of women reproductive autonomy? Will the State Party at least exclude cases including pregnancies as a result of rape, incest, and in case of threat to the mother life and well-being, and in case of severe fetal abnormalities? On the other hand, women with disability have difficulty accessing quality health services, and the practice of sterilizing disabled women whose legal capacity is limited still exists. What measures are taken to ensure women with disability have access to quality health services, and can you provide us with information on efforts done to increase the professional knowledge of health workers to guarantee the adequate provision of health services to people with disability without discrimination? What measures has the state party taken to prohibit the practice of sterilizing women with disability against their will? The state party expanded the national HIV/AIDS strategy plan for 2020-2024, which is aimed at strengthening HIV prevention measures with a focus on the most vulnerable population. But women continue to be disproportionately affected by HIV because of stigmatization and discrimination. The number of cases of HIV in Honduras is still increasing. And in 2021, there was a total of 39,212 cases. Retroviral and other HIV medications are still not available. There is an acknowledgement of the practice of forced sterilization of women with HIV without sanctioning medical personnel and institutions who commit these practices. Please provide us with information on efforts done by state party to build awareness and eliminate any discrimination or stereotypes against women victims of HIV, and ensure equal and quality health services and measures done to prohibit forced sterilization. What measures are taken by the state party to provide quality and effective treatment to victims of HIV? Finally, please provide us with information on efforts done to help women suffering from mental health and drug abuse, and do they have access to treatment and quality support services? Thank you.